Hello, this is Missy Hollander from the Triangle Radio Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I shall be reading to you the events and happenings for the upcoming week and month as reported from various sources. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. We're going to start off with a performance at the Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts, and that was formerly known as the Progress Energy Center for the Performing Arts. It's located at 2 East South Street in downtown Raleigh. Their phone number for ticket information is 919-996-8700. You're in town will be at the Fletcher Opera Theater August 6th through 11th. And again, that Fletcher Opera Theater is located at the Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts. One of the most uproariously funny musicals in recent years, You're in Town is a hilarious tale of greed, corruption, love, and revolution in a time when water is worth its weight in gold. In a Gotham-like city, a terrible water shortage caused by a 20-year drought has led to a government-enforced ban on private toilets. The citizens must use public amenities regulated by a single malevolent company that profits by charging admission for one of humanity's most basic needs. And this play is rated for ages 13 and up. The show times are August 6th, 8 p.m., the August 7th and 8th and 9th at 8 p.m., August 10th, 2 p.m., and again at 8 p.m., and August 11th at 3 p.m. Coming up at the North Carolina Museum of Art, Bruce Hornsby and the Noisemakers will be performing. The North Carolina Museum of Art is located at 2110 Blue Ridge Road, and that's also in Raleigh. Phone number for ticket information is 919-715-5923. For the tickets for this, again, the date on this is Saturday, August 3rd at 8 p.m. Tickets for this are $45 for a reserved seat, $40 if you're a member of the museum, $27 for general admission, and $22 if you're a member of the museum, $13.50 for ages 7 through 18 for general admission only, and children 6 and under are free for general admission only. Bruce Hornsby is a musical wunderkind. The ever-restless and adventurous singer, pianist, composer, and bandleader has tapped nearly every style of American popular music: folk, rock, jazz, bluegrass, classical, blues, and even electricana. He performed with the Grateful Dead from 1990 to 1995 and has collaborated with Sting, Elton John, Bonnie Raitt, Eric Clapton, Bob Dylan, Wayne Shorter, Don Henley, Ricky Skaggs, and Bella Flack. Says Hornsby, "It's always been about staying inspired and broadening my reach." The Way It Is, the title track of Hornsby's 1986 debut album, became the most played song on American radio in 1987 and won the ASCAP's Song of the Year award. He has sold 11 million albums and racked up 13 Grammy nominations, winning 3. Hornsby makes his first appearance at the NCMA with his longtime bandmates, the Noisemakers. Again, Bruce Hornsby and the Noisemakers will be performing at the North Carolina Museum of Art on Saturday, August 3rd. Also coming up at the North Carolina Museum of Art on Saturday, August 17th, is Tift Merritt, and that performance will take place at 8 p.m. Tickets are $30 for reserved seating and $25 if you're a member, $22 for general admission, and $17 for members, $11 for children ages 7 through 18, and children 6 and under are free. Hometown heroine Tift Merritt has established herself as one of America's finest singer-songwriters. All Music Guide calls her the Emmy Lou Harris of her generation and notes that she seems incapable of making an uninteresting or emotionally dishonest record. She recently released her fifth studio album, Traveling Alone, her most rewarding yet. Nate Chinnan of the New York Times writes that, quote, "The depth and clarity of Ms. Merritt's singing makes these songs feel properly lived in, and that the touch of sweet sadness in her voice has rarely served her better. North Carolina is blessed to claim an artist with the talent, integrity of Tift Merritt, and we're thrilled to welcome her back to the Park Theater stage." Merritt's achingly beautiful country-tinged tunes hark back to the musical work of Joni Mitchell, Mary Chapin Carpenter, and Leonard Cohen. And that's a quote from Time magazine. And Chris Stamme opens. Tift Merritt again will be performing at the North Carolina Museum of Art Saturday, August 17th at 8 p.m. For ticket information, you can call them at 919-715-5923. Coming up at DPAC, Forces of Dance will be performing July 26th through 27th with both performances at 8 p.m. At DPAC is the Durham Performing Arts Center, and it's located at 123 Vivian Street in Durham. Phone number for ticket information is 919-680-2787. Forces of Dance will feature work by three highly acclaimed choreographers, Martha Graham, Lin Hui Min, and Bill T. Jones, and a world premiere by Twyla Tharp. This performance celebrates recipients of the Samuel H. Scripps American Dance Festival Award for Lifetime Achievement and showcases the incredible talent of ADF students. The performance will include 2013 Scripps ADF Award recipient Lin Hao Min's 1998 solo from his masterpiece Moon Water, performed by Cloud Gate Dance Theater dancer Chao Ching Ning. As a poetic meditation of the Taoist philosophy, the work explores the study of time and balance found in yin and yang. The additional works on the program will be performed by the enormously gifted ADF students. In an unprecedented performance, Twyla Tharp will present an ADF commissioned world premiere created specifically for ADF students. Alexander Brady and Rika Okamoto will set what will be Tharp's 130th dance work, featuring her iconic movement vocabulary and an original score created just for this occasion by David Kahn. Martha Graham, one of ADF's four founders, has had a vast influence on the field that can be seen throughout history. In a special homage to, quote, the mother of modern dance, Duane Cyrus will set the reconstruction of Ritual to the Sun from her legendary work Acts of Light from 1981. Inspired by her revolutionary dance technique, the work celebrates the dancer as an exquisite instrument of expression. Bill T. Jones's arresting ensemble work, Love Redefined, from 1996, will also grace the stage. Drawing from Jones' distinct and poetic style and set to a whimsical soundtrack by Daniel Johnston, the work is an energetic reflection on love and human relationships. New work by Twyla Tharp is commissioned by ADF with support from the SHS Foundation and the Charles L. and Stephanie Reinhardt Fund. Forces of Dance, again, will be performed at DPAC July 26th and 27th, both at 8 p.m. Also coming up at DPAC on August 3rd at 8 p.m., Sheryl Crow with special guest Weston Burt. Free-spirited, fearless, and fierce, Sheryl Crow has garnered 9 Grammy Awards, performed duets with musical luminaries such as Sting and Mick Jagger, released 7 studio albums, which sold more than 35 million records worldwide, launched her own clothing line, Boot Heel Trading Company, is a cancer survivor, a passionate humanitarian, and has performed for President Obama. Crow's debut, the 7-time Platinum Tuesday Night Music Club, hit number 3 and earned 3 Grammys for the Best New Artist Record of the Year and Best Female Pop Vocal Performance for the classic All I Want to Do. The album also featured Strong Enough, Can't Cry Anymore, and Leaving Las Vegas. 1996 Triple Platinum Sheryl Crow, which made it to number 6 on the charts, earned the Grammy for Best Rock Album and for If It Makes You Happy, Best Female Rock Vocal Performance. 1998's Platinum The Globe Sessions, which went to number 5, also garnered the Best Rock Album Grammy, as It's Every Day is a Winding Road and My Favorite Mistake both reached the pop top 20. The new millennium bought 2002 Platinum's Come On, Come On at number 2, whose gold Soak Up the Sun peaked in the top 20, and Steve McQueen again nabbed her the Best Female Rock Vocal Performance Grammy. The 2003 Greatest Hits compilation, the 4-times platinum The Very Best of Sheryl Crow, was also a number 2 charter, featuring a new recording, a cover of Cat Stevens' The First Cut is the Deepest. 2005's platinum Wildflower featured the duet with Sting, Always on Your Side. All guests will require a ticket, regardless of age. No one under the age of 5 admitted into the theater, and children must be able to sit quietly in their own seat without disturbing other guests. To better serve the DPAC concert, comedy, and Broadway fans in our primary market area, online sales to this event will be restricted to residents of North Carolina. Online orders by residents outside this approved sales area will be canceled without notice and refunds given. If you live outside of the approved sales area or using a credit card with a billing address outside of the sales area, you can still purchase tickets by calling the DPAC Ticket Center at 919-680-2787. Bill Maher will be performing at DPAC as well on August 10th at 8 p.m. Bill Maher is the politically correct comedian and host of HBO's Real Time. For the last 18 years, Bill Maher has expanded the boundaries of where funny political talk can go on American television. First on Politically Incorrect on Comedy Central on ABC from 1993 to 2002, and for the last 7 years on HBO's Real Time, his combination of unflinching honesty and big laughs have garnered him 21 Emmy nominations. In October of 2008, this same combination was on display in his uproarious and unprecedented swipe at organized religion, Religious, directed by Larry Charles. The documentary has gone on to become the 7th highest-grossing documentary ever. In addition to Real Time, which has featured regular visitors such as Robin Williams, Arianna Huffington, Alec Baldwin, and Michael Moore, he has written 5 best-selling books. He started his career as a stand-up comedian in 1979 and still performs at least 50 dates a year in Las Vegas and in sold-out theaters all across the country. He was born in New York City, raised in Rivervale, New Jersey, and went to Cornell University. All guests for this performance will require a ticket regardless of age, and no one under the age of 5 will be admitted into the theater. Again, Bill Maher will be performing at DPAC on August 10th at 8 p.m. Also, for those of you folks who like to plan ahead, Toni Braxton will be performing at DPAC on August 18th at 7 p.m. This is an intimate evening with 6-time Grammy winner, Toni Braxton. Toni's distinctive, sultry vocal blend of R&B, pop, jazz, and gospel became an instantaneous international sensation when she came forth with her first solo recording in 1992. Today, with more than 40 million albums sold worldwide and 6 Grammy Awards, Toni Braxton is recognized as one of the most outstanding voices of her generation. DPAC presents this concert in partnership with the Dome Group. Born a preacher's child and raised in a strict religious household, Braxton's first professional experience was singing in the church choir. She went on to perform in a group with her 4 sisters, Tracy, Trina, Tawanda, and Tamar, that was signed to Arista Records. Her talent was recognized by L.A. Reid and Kenneth Babyface Edmonds, and soon her solo recording career was launched. Her music first came to widespread popularity on the soundtrack of the Eddie Murphy film Boomerang. The resulting Toni Braxton album sold 10 million copies worldwide. The album also won her first 2 Grammys in 1993 as Best New Artist and Best Female R&B Vocal Performance for Another Sad Love Song, and another Grammy in the same category in 1994 for Breathe Again. The acclaim for her second album, Secrets, continued her mega success, selling over 13 million copies in the U.S. and abroad following its July 1996 release. You're Making Me High became Braxton's first success, the board number one Billboard, first across the board number one Billboard pop and R&B hit single, and garnered another Grammy for Best Female R&B Vocal Performance. Her release of Unbreak My Heart followed in the fall of 1996 and was recognized with the coveted Grammy for Best Female Pop Vocal Performance. It has become her signature song and ranks as the 2nd top-selling single of all time by a female artist. The next album, The Heat, sold 2 million copies and bought her another million-selling single and Best Female R&B Vocal Performance Grammy with He Wasn't Man Enough. Toni Braxton has successful runs on Broadway, starring in Beauty and the Beast and Aida. Currently, Braxton is enjoying a huge success with her Braxton Family Values reality show on the WE Network. Braxton Family Values ranked number one telecast for women during primetime among all ad-supported cable. All guests will require a ticket regardless of age, and no one under the age of 5 will be admitted to the theater. Again, Toni Braxton will be performing at DPAC on August 18th at 7 p.m. For ticket information, you can call them at 919-680-2787. At Goodnight's Comedy Club on Thursday, August 8th, Maurice Bernard from General Hospital will be performing at 8:30. Goodnight's Comedy Club is located at 861 West Morgan Street in downtown Raleigh. Phone number for ticket information is 919-828-5233. And this performance is rated R. Emmy Award-winning actor Maurice Bernard joined the cast of General Hospital in the role of Sonny Corinthus in August 1993. For his portrayal, he received the Emmy Award for Outstanding Lead Actor in 2003. He was also nominated in 1996, 1997, 2004, 2006, and 2011. "This role is what I do best," he explains. "Sonny is unpredictable. You never know from one second to the next what he's thinking, feeling, or planning. He's a man in personal conflict who maintains an outward appearance of calm at all times, at any cost." Mr. Bernard's multicultural upbringing began in San Francisco, where he was born to parents from Nicaragua and San Salvador. Uninspired by the traditional education route, he gleaned an education in the open job market after high school. He began modeling in his early 20s. Following that, he took up acting roles in numerous theatrical productions in the Bay Area. After auditioning for a role in the ABC drama All My Children, he was cast as Nico Kelly. 2 years later, he struck out to find new challenges and moved to Los Angeles, where he was cast as the lead in the much-publicized TV movie Lucy and Desi, Before the Laughter. He later added a pivotal role in the feature film Ruby to several other prominent film and television credits. He has been a popular voice in the battle against bipolar disorder. He has been very open about his personal battle with the illness, appearing on television programs such as The View, Entertainment Tonight, and Oprah. He has also been featured in People and LA Life magazines. He also began working with the National Mental Health Association on the Bipolar Disorder, Do You Know It? Campaign to help educate Americans about the importance of recognizing the signs and symptoms of bipolar disorder. Again, Maurice Bernard from General Hospital will be performing at Goodnight's Comedy Club Thursday, August 8th at 8:30 p.m. Also coming up at Goodnight's Comedy Club, August 16th and the 17th, Pauly Shore, and this performance is also rated R. An entertainment career was virtually preordained for Pauly Montgomery Shore. At age 4, he sat on the lap of the king himself in the company of his father, comedian Sammy Shore, who opened for Elvis during the early 70s. Around the same time, Pauly's mother Mitzi and father opened the comedy store on Hollywood's Sunset Strip, giving their son the rare opportunity to hang out and be inspired by such rising talents as Robin Williams, David Letterman, and the late Sam Kinison, who became Pauly's mentor. At 17, Pauly began writing and performing his own material, creating the persona of the Weasel, a character that quickly appealed to young audiences. While playing small roles in such movies as 18 Again and Phantom of the Mall, Pauly honed his comedy routine to a frenetic level, gaining the attention of MTV. In 1990, the network gave him his own show, Totally Pauly. Pauly rose to national attention during a strong 4-year run on MTV, also revealing his comedy chops in the 1993 HBO special Pauly Does Dallas. His initial success on television led to a 3-movie deal with Disney, beginning with the box office hit Encino Man, co-starring Sean Astin and Brenda Fraser. Pauly followed up Encino Man with the comedies Son-in-Law, In the Army Now, Jury Duty, and Biodome. In 1997, Fox cast him as the freeloading son of a wealthy businessman in the sitcom Pauly. Shore's first comedy album, The Future of America, was named Best Comedy Album by the College Music Journalist, while his second album, Scraps from the Future, earned a Best Comedy Album nomination from the National Association of Record Merchandisers. He followed up with albums Pink Diggly Diggly and Hollywood, We Have a Problem. In 2003, Pauly produced, wrote, and directed and starred in the critically acclaimed Pauly Shore is Dead, a semi-autobiographical mockumentary in which he satirizes the perils of Hollywood. In the film, Pauly loses everything and decides to fake his death in a quest for post-mortem adulation. He called in a lot of favors to get the project made and managed to wrangle star cameos from the likes of Sean Penn, Whoopi Goldberg, Ellen DeGeneres, Dr. Dre, Clint Howard, Perry Farrell, Fred Durst, Vern Troyer, Andy Dick, Mark McGrath, Jerry Springer, Montel Williams, Sally Jesse Raphael, Kurt Loder, and Paris Hilton, to name a few. Next, Pauly returned to TV in the TBS reality series Minding the Store, which he produced as well as starred in. This was followed by a notable recurring part as himself on the HBO series Entourage. Pauly is featured in the soon-to-be-released studio movie Opposite Day. Pauly once again stepped into producer, director, and star roles with the sketch comedy movie Natural Born Comics, for which Pauly received the 2008 Entertainer of the Year Award from the Entertainment Merchants Association. In 2008, Pauly also expanded into the worlds of cyberspace and journalism with the Ripe TV VOD series Pauly Shores America, in which Pauly explores various news stories with his own unique and irreverent style. For his first assignment, Pauly went to Texas to cover the polygamous scandal. Pauly continues to tour the world with his stand-up comedy. He can be seen in the comedy special Pauly Shore and Friends this fall on Showtime. He has just finished filming the upcoming Happy Madison film Born to be a Star featuring Nick Swartzen. Pauly continues to produce and direct with his latest feature Adopted, having just been released in June 2010. The film satirizes the phenomenon of celebrity adoptions as he travels to Africa to adopt an African baby. In addition, he has several short subject films and multiple projects in the works as his MTV pilot called The Shores and various projects with Will Ferrell's website Funny or Die. Again, Pauly Shore will be performing at Goodnight's Comedy Club August 16th through the 17th. And for ticket information, you can call them at 919-828-5233. Coming up at the Cocoa Booth Amphitheater on July 31st, we have Johnny Folsom Four and the Kennedy Thomas Band. The Cocoa Booth Amphitheater is located 8003 Regency Parkway in Cary. Phone number for ticket information is 919-462-2052. From A Boy Named Sue to Ring of Fire, four of Raleigh's favorite musical sons pay tribute to the Man in Black with the Johnny Folsom Four. True to Mr. Cash's poetic spirit, the JF4 promises an honest and entertaining performance for fans of all ages. All seating and music will take place on this spacious crescent deck, creating a casual environment to relax and mingle with friends. The event time is from 5:30 to 8:30. Tickets are $5 per show for adults, and kids 12 and under are free. The Beer, Bourbon, and Barbecue Festival will be coming up at the Cocoa Booth Amphitheater August 2nd through the 3rd. Join us at the Beer, Bourbon, and Barbecue Festival for a great day of beer sipping, bourbon tasting, music listening, cigar smoking, and barbecue eating. Your admission buys you a sampling glass so you can enjoy an all-you-care-to-taste sampling of beer and bourbon. Some of the best barbecue vendors are on site if you get hungry while enjoying seminars on the tasting theater and live music all day. What you can expect, a souvenir glass for tasting, unlimited beer and bourbon tastings as you stroll from table to table and tent to tent. There are 40 bourbons and 60 beers on tap. Enjoy, but please drink responsibly. Barbecue galore. Enjoy the great barbecue selection. Pulled pork from whole hogs, ribs, brisket, chicken, sausages, and any fixing you could imagine. We'll keep the portions heavy and the prices low. Enjoy seminars in the tasting theater with master distillers, brewmasters, and pitmasters from the Deep South. Listen to live rock and blues music and the great bluegrass on the main stage. Enjoy the great contests on the main stage. Browse cool exhibits of brewer mania, hot sauces, barbecue accessories, and even a cigar tent for all the guests. The ticket prices are as follows. Friday night VIP sessions, $55 in advance and $65 on site the day of the event. In addition to all the features I just listed, the Friday night VIP session offers an exclusive tasting experience. Each guest will enjoy a barbecue dinner with pulled pork and all the fixins, all you care to taste bourbon and beer. Other fun things will be available, like taking the barbecue sauce challenge, the rare bourbon tasting table, and other surprises. There will be four different pit masters on site to show off their latest tricks and let you taste the best. No designated driver tickets will be available for the Friday night session. 12 and under are free. However, this event is not designed for children. The Saturday VIP session, 12 p.m. to 6 p.m., is $45 in advance only and not available for purchase the day of the event. Includes admission into the event, a souvenir tasting glass, unlimited beer and bourbon sampling, two extra hours of tastes, and all the live entertainment. Barbecue will be available at affordable prices. 12 and under are free. Again, though, this event is not designed for children. If you wanted to go to the Saturday regular session, that's from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m., $35 in advance and $45 on site the day of the event. You can enjoy a day of beer, bourbon, and barbecue. Your admission includes over 40 bourbons and 60 beers for your tasting pleasure. The tasting theater and main stage offer great entertainment. And again, 12 and under free, but again, Ben is not designed for children. The designated driver ticket price is $25 in advance and on-site, and is valid for any Saturday session and includes admission into the event only. The items allowed are lawn chairs, blankets, raincoats, cameras, and one bottle of factory-sealed water. Prohibited items include food and beverage, umbrellas, and weapons. And for ticket information or to purchase tickets, you can call them at 919-462-2052. Some quick things from Pinecone. The new Bluegrass Jam at Falls Dam Country Store, located at 9745 Fonville Road in Wake Forest, is on the first and third Fridays of the month. Larry Sutherland, owner of Falls Dam Country Store, located behind Falls Dam at the Neuse River Trailhead, has started up a Bluegrass Jam, and everyone's invited. The jam meets on the first and third Fridays of each month. To learn more, you can call them at 919-322-1711. The High Strung Violins and Guitars offers workshops in fiddle, guitar, and more, and they're located at 1805 Markham Street in Durham. High Strung began as a repair shop on the second floor at the corner of 9th and Perry in Durham about 25 years ago. The store has changed hands and changed purpose several times throughout the years, moving from an instrument repair to instrument building and now to a balance of retail and repair. In addition to their shop on Broad Street, they also offer two standing jam sessions. The Durham Ukulele Jam is on the first and third Mondays of every month from 7 to 9 p.m. The Old Time Learning Jam is every Tuesday night at 6:30 p.m. These events are free and open to the public. Unless otherwise noted, you will need to bring your own instrument, and please be advised that the shop does have a cat in residence. Finally, just some upcoming events. Saturday, July 27th, the Django Hoskins will be at the River Mill Village at Saxapaha. The phone number is 336-345-7388. And also on Saturday, July 27th, the new River Band will be at Peace China, and that's located in Raleigh. And for more ticket information, you can call them at 919-833-8668. And we have run out of time for today's episode of the Triangle Bulletin Board. Be sure you listen again, and I hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Missy Hollander, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast after the broadcast at our website, trianglereadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. And so long until next time.